My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I got the Irish vote. I think I have it locked up pretty good unless I did something very stupid like drained your company, your wonderful place of all of its companies. If I drained Ireland of all of the companies, maybe I'd lose the Irish vote. I don't know. But right now, no, I love it. I've been there many times, as you know.
Yes.
And we don't want to do anything to hurt Ireland. We want to, but we do want fairness, and he understands it.
Yeah, a lot of talk about fairness. Micheál Martin talked about fairness. Micheál Martin talked about how much, you know, he loved Doonbeg as well, where Donald Trump's golf course is. So a lot of love, it has to be said. Bertie O'Hearn, the former Taoiseach, is with me. Bertie, how do you think it went?
Yeah, good afternoon, Kieran. No, I thought it was fine, Kieran. I mean, the interview went on far more, the press conference far longer than they used to years ago, I mean, 45 minutes or something. So, and, you know, the president's style is he takes questions on everything international, domestic and everything. So it's hard to get in on the local issues. But in terms of what he said about Ireland, I think it was fine. We know his position on the pharmacy companies. We know his position on the European Union. There was absolutely nothing new. But I thought he was respectful. He was polite. He was praiseworthy of what Ireland has done, even if he criticised his own leaders, previous leaders, for allowing us to do it. But the reality was there was nothing that happened or was said that in any way damages Ireland in the international scene, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, is that the metric for success you suspect before this meeting that Micheál Martin's team would have been hoping for?
Yeah, I mean, there was no point in him coming in on several of the issues. No point in him getting into this contradiction of rows and arguments and drawing in the vice president into it. He avoided all of that totally. That was the right thing to do. And where he had to make his points, he made his point on Gaza, why the Irish position was based around humanitarian concerns and the two-state solution. On the deficit, he said, of course, American investment, that was a two-way position. I suppose he didn't get into defending the European Union very much.
Yeah, that did strike me. Now, there was times where Donald Trump really sewed it into the European Union and Micheál Martin decided to stay stum. Do you suspect there'll be people in Brussels who'll be critical of that, or will they be practical and think, listen, he just had to get through it?
Oh, I think they're practical about it. I mean, remember the one issue that came up and the question that was asked was about Apple. I mean, Ireland took a different position to the European Union on that. Like, we worked hard for, you know, 40, 50 years to bring American investment in here, multinationals. I think everybody in the country is proud of that. It's brought huge investment. It's brought huge employment. Yes, it's huge exports. Yes, it affects their trade deficit. And where Trump can really hurt us in the years that he's there, the 4 years he'd be there, is in convincing American pharmaceutical companies not to pull out of Ireland. I don't think that's the issue. The issue is that most of these companies spend vast amount of billions normally on new infrastructure, new technologies. And if that was all to go back to America, obviously it would lose the whole construction contracts, which would also lose the opportunity for those companies to reinvest and to modernize. And he mentioned that. He's mentioned it several times. So has some of the secretaries. I think that's the area, the vulnerability, but it wasn't to point that out today. I mean, his point today was, listen, you guys have won all this. You shouldn't have won it all. And, you know, now you have to even it up a bit.
The meeting, the one-on-one meeting behind closed doors, by all accounts, lasted less than 10 minutes because they spent so long taking questions in the Oval Office, which is a real change from when you were there, when you did this, Bertie, and you would have met two different presidents, Bill Clinton and George Bush, is that right?
Yeah.
How different did they handle that meeting? How important was the behind closed doors bit compared to what we've just seen in front of the world's cameras?
Well, what used to happen in all the years, not just my period, but I was there 11 times, but what always happened, there would be two or three questions asked on international issues, and then you move to the Irish issues. And the behind closed doors was totally in Ireland. So you normally got an hour on Irish issues, things you wanted to raise. Of course, you could raise international issues, but the vast amount of it would be on Irish issues, whether it was taxation issues that were pending in the Capitol Hill or issues that you were legislation that the president was in favour of, we're trying to put on the Irish position. So it was a total reverse. I mean, most of that press conference was about international issues. It was about his education policies. It was, you know, all of the other issues of the day. So it's different now, and it's, I suppose, it's going to remain that way for his period in office.
Yeah, it certainly will. We tend to get fixated, it's just the nature of the beast, on Donald Trump and Elon Musk and things that really don't affect anybody in this country, cuts by DOGE to Medicare, Medicaid, that type of thing. We're on the precipice, though, of a possible trade war between the US and the European Union. I mean, we might all be relieved that this meeting has gone well, but rockier times ahead, possibly. Is that fair?
The 2nd of April is when all these issues are to come in. And, you know, he did, I thought, if you were looking at the international end of this, he did say that there wouldn't be a change. There'd be no more flexibilities after the 2nd of April, where he's been on this stop-start. He said in that press conference that that's it, 2nd of April, the cuts will come in and the tariffs will come in and that's it. Now, you know, I know, listen, he's the President of the United States, but he does say things today and he could say something else tomorrow. That's just the nature of the man.
It certainly is. Brian Murphy is with us as well, former Chief of Staff to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Brian, Bertie mentioned 11 times he did the Shamrock Ceremony, two different presidents. You were there in the room a few times with Donald Trump, is that right?
Yes, three times in the White House and once in Shannon, and then obviously meeting with President Biden as well.
So what do you suspect Micheál Martin's advisors, those around him, would have been hoping for going into this meeting today, and how do you suspect they're going to feel today, right now, now that it's over?
I suspect they're going to feel positive about it. I think they, you know, they expectations were there was a concern, obviously, because of what happened in the meeting with Ukraine, So it was to avoid something like that happening, but to raise certain issues that we are concerned about in Ireland, so Gaza, the Ukraine, and also he was going to raise tax and the trade relationship. And we did need to set out our position on that relationship without getting in a major confrontation. And I think all those things were able to be done. Now, look, I think the president is going to change his view in relation to the trade relationship or taxation, and we are going to have to continue to work on those. But I think, you know, people can be a bit cynical, but I think there was a sort of positivity in both the discussion with the vice president and with the president. And I think we'll see more of it in the Shamrock ceremony. So I would say, look, we got through it okay. But clearly we are in a world now where, you know, there are things happening that we would never expect it to happen. Mm. And it is going to be a rocky few years ahead. And it is going to impact on us.
There were kind of a few potential landmines that we'd all been talking about over the last few days, and when they began to kind of loom into existence, there was kind of sharp intakes of breath, certainly in this studio. And you mentioned some of them around trade, around Ukraine, around that relationship, about deficits, about Gaza in particular. And I know there's people who feel maybe Micheál Martin let down Palestinians and Irish people alike today by not talking about genocide or ethnic cleansing. Nonetheless, I kind of got the feeling Donald Trump let Micheál Martin off the hook quite a few times in terms of that trade relationship. It was Donald Trump who kept saying, without any prompting, you know, listen, I would have done the same if I were Ireland. You know, I would have done, Ireland did the right thing by Ireland, but, you know, I'm going to change that. Unless my issue is with the EU, not Ireland.
Yeah, and look, we can see in relation to his comments, in relation to Canada, they fluctuate wildly. You know, 1 minute it's a 50% tariff, the next it's a 25% tariff, the next it's 51st state. So there are, you know, there are various atmospheres there. I think that the president does have a positive experience of Ireland through Dunbeg. He's been there. His sons have been there. But, like, he is concerned about the trading relationship. So I think that what the Taoiseach has sought to do while he's been in the States is very strongly talk about that two-way relationship and the large investments that Irish companies have made in the United States, the numbers of jobs they provide, and also the orders that they're placing with America. So whether that's, Ryanair or AerCap in relation to Boeing or the rest, there are elements to the relationship. Now, look, the president is not going to change his mind on these things, but they do give us the opportunity to have a discussion.
Do you suspect there'll be some in Brussels a little disappointed Micheál Martin didn't defend the EU?
I don't think so. No, look, I think the last thing the EU needed at the moment was a confrontation between an EU prime minister and, the Americans. I think if you look at what we had when the French president or the British prime minister were there, they also sought to avoid making the situation worse.
Brian Murphy, former chief of staff, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Bertie Ahern, former Taoiseach, Bertie and Brian, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean 4 times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.